Welcome back to the Nursery Swings of Fire podcast. Today we're going to do chapter 18, 19, and 20.
This is what happened in chapter 18.
So, Clay was in the battlefield.
He was on the battlefield?
Yes, he was. He declared to fight, and they let him in.
But not the battlefield, in the arena.
Arena, yeah. And he was fighting Steward Icewing.
He was fighting against Fjord.
Fjord.
Yeah.
I want to say Steward, though.
Steward? And why was he fighting against Steward?
Because he was Icewing who won two battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won a big battle against the Icewings and captured a bunch of them. And now how many are left?
Nine!
So they're down to just nine. Fjord has two wins so far.
So there's only nine Icewings?
Mm-hmm. Left in her dungeons. How does Queen Scarlet introduce everybody? She says that she talks about the Nightwings. Then what does she say about Clay?
Clay the Mud.
Yeah, Clay of the Mudwings, yeah.
Is the dragon of the destiny. And we'll see if he's good enough for actual destiny.
Yeah, that's right. And what did the audience think?
They said...
So some of them laughed when she made that joke.
Yeah.
But some of them, he could tell, were curious.
Right.
Is he really? Is the prophecy true? They're interested.
I bet the Nightwing laughed.
You think so? All right, so tell me about Fjord.
Fjord is Icewing.
Icewing.
And he's blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's blue because they have like the color of the sun reflecting on the snow, I think they said.
No. There's no snow there.
I know, but that's the color he is.
Yeah.
He's the color of sun reflecting off of snow and ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he still has some fresh scrapes on him from his last fight.
Yeah. And this would be his third fight. So mm-hmm. if he wins, he would go to Peril, I think.
Pretty soon you have to fight Peril, which won't go well, especially for an Icewing. Yeah.
Just touch
it. I know.
Or just touches
him. You just like turn to steam. All right, so what does Clay do? Does Clay run at him and start attacking?
No.
What does he do?
He just kind of like sits there and wonders.
Yeah. Well, first he starts to talk to him. He's like, "Hi, my name's Clay. Is your name Fjord?"
And Fjord stopped and he's like, "Be quiet. Do you want us all to die?"
Why are you so whispering?
Because he whispered.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
All
right. Whisper.
And when they were talking to each other, was the crowd like, "Yay, this is fun to watch"?
No, they were like, "Ay, boo.
Boo.
More blood."
Yeah, they kept wanting more blood.
Fight someone.
Yeah, they said that too. Clay saw up at the other prisoners, he saw Starflight trying to tell him something. What was Starflight trying to warn him about?
He was pointing to his mouth.
Okay, why?
Because...
Was he hungry? Was he saying, "I want some food"?
No.
What was he saying?
It's for ice rings because you freezing death breath.
They have freezing death breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clay forgot about that until the last second.
And he rolled out of the way.
And he rolled out of the way. But then Clay just keeps trying to talk to Fjord.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
And what does Fjord do, though?
Fjord kind of just shuts him up and tries to attack.
Mm-hmm. He shoots freezing death breath at him. He like runs at him.
And Clay scraped both of his cheeks, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he like rolled under him. He remembered what Kestrel taught him. He kept saying that Kestrel taught him how to do this. When he rolled out of the way, Fjord got really mad. Do you remember why? He was mad because he got scraped, but he was also like, "That's not how Mudwings fight."
They fight like cowards.
Do they fight like cowards?
I don't know.
But he didn't fight like a Mudwing because he didn't learn from a Mudwing.
They're from a Skywing, so he fights like a Skywing.
He probably fights like a Skywing, yeah. Was Queen Scarlet happy with how the fight was going?
No, she said, boo.
Mm-hmm, and they were like, even a sheep could win by now.
And she said, quiet down. I'm just going to, if one of you don't kill the other, I will kill both of you right now.
And that's when they start fighting, like, for real.
And Clay.
And the fight didn't end in this chapter, but when the chapter ended, who was winning the fight? Who's winning the fight?
Steward.
Fjord? Fjord. So at the end of the chapter, what was happening?
So Clay grabbed Fjord. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It looked like a hug. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a hug.
Yeah, it was a nice hug.
But he was trying to scrape him, but Fjord just keep scraping him, so...
Mm-hmm.
Then Fjord, I think, twisted him down. Sweeped his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And they both fell down. And they both fell. But Steward was on top of
Fjord. Fjord was on top. Uh-huh. And Fjord was on top and was kind of like choking him a little bit.
Yeah.
And what was Clay thinking as he was starting to... pass out.
I'm gonna fail.
He's always worried about failing because he's always trying to look out for the other dragonettes. He's always looking out for the other dragonettes.
Fail.
Yeah, but he's trying his best.
That's the end of chapter 18. This is what happened in chapter 19.
What situation was Clay in at the beginning?
He thought he was gonna die.
Why?
Because, who was it?
Fjord.
Fjord
mm-hmm.
was on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have died, but he was looking up at Tsunami.
Wait, what was Tsunami doing?
I think she jumped off of the tower trying to save him.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
She is pretty nice.
But she kind of like,
wah! Yeah, it just got her tangled up in all the wires.
Mm-hmm. Tangled up.
But everybody heard it and everybody looked up. Everyone in the arena and all the guards and even Fjord.
But not Clay.
Yeah.
And somebody sprayed like venom on him.
Really?
I think it might have, it almost hit Clay, but yeah. It only was like the side of Fjord's face.
Yeah, what Fjord. Did it do to him?
It made his scales, like, go away, and it disintegrate them. So yeah. There was, like, a hole.
Yeah, like, burnt, like, melted his face off.
I don't know if that's cool or not.
I mean, it was good for Clay, but I'm sure it was really weird to watch.
Yeah.
So who does he think might have done it? Who? He looked over the direction it came from, and who was over there?
Glory... Queen Scarlet
mm-hmm.
and Peril.
Yeah, Peril. So one of those three, he doesn't know who, but one of the three of them must have done it.
It's my vote, and I vote Glory.
You think Glory? Why?
Because she's the only one with poison, right?
I don't know. Maybe. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So
saying that.
So after Fjord dies, what do they do with Clay?
So they put Clay back up. But then they put Tsunami in extra chains.
Yeah. They put Tsunami in extra chains because she was...
so ravenous.
Mm-hmm. And how did Clay feel when he was up there? Was he like, yes, I'm the champion!
He felt bad because he doesn't like killing.
Yeah, he... In fact, before the poison hit him, he had a chance to kill... He could have killed Fjord because Fjord was distracted, but he just couldn't bring himself to do it.
Yeah. He was trying to find the inner monster.
Uh-huh. Did he find? And he didn't find it.
No. It's hard to find his inner monster, right?
Yeah. Do you think you can find your inner monster? Do you have an inner monster?
No.
Me either. So they brought him back to his cell and he was just feeling really guilty about everything. He's feeling guilty for not putting on a good fight and for not having a monster inside him.
And then a guard dropped a pig,
mm-hmm.
and it was alive, so it just, like, scrambled around,
mm-hmm.
and it fell off, and he felt bad for that.
He just always feels so bad, because he doesn't want to be a fighter. He just wants to take care of everybody.
Yeah. He really likes Glory, I bet.
Yeah. And he didn't, he couldn't even watch the next fight. The next fight down in the arena was like a scavenger against a dragon fight. And
the scavenger against Icewing.
Yeah. And who won?
Scavenger. Icewing.
Yeah, the Icewing. Yeah, scavengers aren't very good fighters against dragons. Then he had trouble sleeping. Who was there when he woke up?
Pearl. And she dropped, like, 2 chickens.
Oh, did she bring him food?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
I think so.
And why was Pearl there?
It's because she had, a thing to tell Clay about.
What did she think about the poison that sprayed on Fjord?
She thought it was him.
So she thought Clay did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's Glory.
Well, I mean, that we had 3 options, and if it wasn't Peril, it means it was either Queen Scarlet or Glory.
Yeah.
But Glory just always seems so sleepy up there.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so sleepy.
So Peril, what was the thing that she wanted to talk to him about?
Talked to him about it wasn't fair that she couldn't fight in the arena. Couldn't see the fight in the arena.
Mm-hmm. Well, she knows it's not going to be a fight. What is it going to be?
A trial. Trial, yeah. Same thing as a contest, basically.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So she's not allowed to see the trial. Why is that? Why won't they let her see the trial?
Because Clay thinks it's only for Kestrel, yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I forgetting?
I don't know. So, Peril's like, trials are boring anyway. Why would I want to go? But she wants to go because she's not allowed.
Yeah. And
she says no one's ever innocent anyway. The queen just likes to hold these silly trials, and then she still never lets anyone go. She always says they're guilty and kills them.
Yeah.
So what's her plan for trying to see the trial?
To hide behind Clay. So, Clay could open his wings.
Mm-hmm. But what did she do for him first?
She
says, I'll do something for you if you'll help hide me for the trial.
And he said, fine, but first you have to put some mud on me because my scales hurt from the fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so nice. He doesn't really say, first you have to do this. He says, I'll try and help you, but I don't know if I can spread my wings far enough.
But then she says, oh, I'll get you mud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he was like, mud. Can you get me mud?
Yeah.
Can you get me mud? Give me mud!
Yeah, because he's so nice. And does the mud help?
Yeah. But first it felt like it was burning because Peril.
Yeah, because she carried it up and that made it super hot. And it also, the scrapes really hurt because they were Icewing claws.
Yeah.
Why are Icewing claws so painful?
Because usually when dragons scratch, it's probably like 1 claw.
Mm-hmm.
But Icewings have like 4 scratching.
Yeah, their claws are different shaped. Why are they shaped a little different?
To grip on ice.
Yeah, so their scratches are even worse. So what's the first thing Peril says she'll do for him, though? She's like, I'll do this for you, but first you have to do something for me.
Could you show me, is Sunny okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says,
I know where Sunny is.
But first you have to do this for me, the trial,
mm-hmm.
to let her see it.
Does she, how does she say Sunny is doing?
Good, making friends with all of the guards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did Peril seem like she liked Sunny? Did she make friends with Sunny?
No.
No, why do you think?
Because Peril's a killer, and she probably wants
But she's to making friends with Clay.
Yeah, but Sunny is a little bit, like, too nice for her, I think.
You know what else I think it is?
Hmm.
I think Peril has a crush on Clay. And I think she's a little jealous that he keeps asking about this other girl. She's like, why do you keep asking about this Sunny? Oh, it's always about Sunny, Sunny, Sunny.
I bet he's thinking, why are you thinking about Sunny so much? I think I know why. Because Clay doesn't have a crush on Sunny.
Yeah.
There's a crush on
Glory.
Yeah, I think he has a crush on Glory, but he likes to take care of Sunny. He worries about her like a little sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they basically are.
Yeah, they basically are. He's basically like her big brother.
They are.
Mm-hmm. So why is Peril mentions she flew down and got him some mud, and she said that the river goes all the way to the sea, but she's never been there. Why has Peril never left the Skywind Kingdom?
Because if she does, she didn't have any black rocks.
What black rocks?
Black rocks help her with her breath.
Mm.
So
the too much fire inside of her?
Yeah.
So she has to eat these black rocks?
Yeah.
Who told her that?
Queen Scarlet.
Yeah. So she has to eat these black rocks or she dies. Did she ever not eat the black rocks?
Yeah. For like a day, then she was close to dying.
Yeah, when she was younger. Why did she not eat them?
Because she got mad that she didn't tell her about her mother.
Yeah, because Queen Scarlet wouldn't tell her about her mom. So she didn't eat the black rocks and she got really sick. So what does Clay think about all this? He thinks this is a little suspicious.
Why?
He's like, oh, that's really, really convenient that the queen has special rocks you have to eat and so you can never leave her.
Yeah.
And what does he think, who does he think Kestrel might be?
She's starting to think that Kestrel is Peril's mom. Yeah. And that's like,
that would be like, what? Because what does Peril think happened to her mom?
She died.
Yeah, she thinks that she tried to kill her. Tried to kill Peril when she was young for having too much fire and then got killed. So she thinks her mom is dead.
Why?
Yeah.
This is the end of chapter 19. This is what happened in chapter 20. Peril was with Clay all night and feed him rabbits, fried rabbits because of her. He has too much fire.
Right, so she's trying to bring him regular rabbits, but they always end up fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it's morning, it's the trial.
Oh, no.
Boom, boom, boom. And
So what was Peril supposed to be doing that day?
Finding black rocks to eat.
Because that's what keeps her
alive.
Okay. All right, so then the arena starts to fill up with dragons for the trial. And what does Peril do?
Clay spreads his wings so nobody can see Peril.
Okay, good.
And they bring Kestrel out on a log, and he's taped. Like, he couldn't talk?
Yeah, sure. They tied her mouth up? Why did they tie her mouth up?
So she does not shoot fire.
Yeah. So Clay never really liked Kestrel very much. Was he happy to see her kind of tied up?
No.
Yeah, he even felt sad for her.
Yep.
Then Vermilion comes out. Who's Vermilion?
The one of the oldest sons of Queen Scarlet.
Yeah, it's Queen Scarlet's oldest son. And what does he do in the trial?
He argues for the execution.
Yeah, he's on the side of the prosecution.
And then
Osprey comes out. Who's Osprey?
He's one of the
old. Hey, he's very old.
Yeah.
And what does he do in the trial?
He argues for the fight.
For the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he actually did a good job this time.
What does he usually do, though?
Bad job.
So Osprey does a bad job on purpose, usually.
Yeah, but now he's doing a great job.
Yeah. So the trial begins. What's Kestrel accused of?
For disobeying her.
Yeah.
But Osprey said, no, you changed the trial. You can't do that.
Yeah, you changed your mind what the order was. It's not her fault. What do we learn about Kestrel?
Kestrel is Peril's mom.
Mm-hmm. So how do we learn that? Osprey tells us that Kestrel went through the breeding program.
Yeah.
And she had twins.
So it had to be Peril.
Why?
Because she thought she was the only twins in 7 years.
In the last 10 years, she's the only twin. She was the only twins.
And that meant she was the son.
Daughter.
Same thing.
So what happened 7 years ago when Kestrel had Peril? What did she try and do?
She tried to save her, but...
Well, tell me about the two twins.
So, Kestrel had to save one of the twins.
Well, first, what was wrong with the twins?
One had too much fire, one had too little.
Yeah, so usually when that happens, you're supposed to kill both of them. But did Kestrel just kill both of her babies?
No.
What did she do?
She killed one. The one with too little.
First, she tried to escape. First, she tried to escape with both of them.
But
Queen Scarlet caught her. And then Queen Scarlet made her choose. She said, you can keep one of them, but you have to kill the other one. And so which one did she kill?
The one with too little fire.
Yeah, Peril's brother. Then what did Queen Scarlet say? Did she say, okay, you can go now with Peril?
No, then she changed that.
Yeah, she changed her mind again. Yeah. She's like, okay, so you have to kill this one too. What did Kestrel do then?
She tried to escape with Peril.
Uh-huh.
But she had too much fire, so her egg was on fire.
So, but it burned her hands.
And
she had to run away.
Yep. And she got under the mountain.
Yep, and then Kestrel went where we've seen her.
Yep.
So, what did Peril do when she heard all this?
Peril was upset, and then she flew down and said, "I would, what, my mother? I would defend my mother."
Yeah, she wants to stand for her as the champion's shield. She's gonna fight to help save her mother. If she wins the fight, then Kestrel goes free.
Yep.
What did Kestrel think when she saw her?
She was confused because she thought she was dead.
Yeah, she assumed that Queen Scarlet had killed her a long time ago. So she's like super excited to see her daughter for the first time.
She kind of was.
Yeah, but she couldn't say anything. She was tied up. And her mouth was tied up.
I bet she's actually a good mother.
I bet she would have tried to be. She did try and save her twice.
Yep. This is what happened in chapter 20. Thank you for listening to my podcast.